Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Keeping It Real with Caramel. As we say 100, I have Zachary coming back to me the second time. This makes me happy, Zachary. What's going on with you?
Oh, I made a career change. I'm writing my third book in Eternal Chronicles, and the second one is coming out later this month. So I'm moving forward.
That is awesome. So when you say that you made a career change, what did that mean about, like, what did you change that you was, last time I talked to you was in October of 2021, mm-hmm. right? So what have you majorly, like, changed in your life?
Yeah, so I quit teaching and I went back to school, and so I am currently earning a Master's of Fine Arts in Creative Writing.
That is awesome. So what made you, like, say, look, you know, I have to make a change in my life, and I feel like this is the time for me to make a change. So what made you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, I love creativity, obviously, and I just didn't feel like I had the amount of freedom in my classroom that I was expecting to have, especially in my English classroom. And I just felt like if that was going to be the case, then that wasn't the career path for me anymore. And this opportunity to earn this master's kind of came along. So we downsized and we moved, and now I'm back in school and really pushing to make writing my full-time income.
That is awesome, because, you know, some people, like, when they do a major change, it's kind of hard for them to do it because they never want to take that extra step, you know? And for you to take that extra step and say, this is not for me, my life, you know, has to change, and I know I can do better for myself. That is awesome. Because, Zachary, last night, honestly, that is called self-love, loving yourself to be better than you are, right?
So, absolutely.
Yeah, so last night I did a live episode of Keeping It Real with Caramel, and it was called about self-love. And that's your story, just what you just said, is a proven given of what self-love is really all about. You know, because you love yourself enough to say that I'm not happy and I want to move on.
Yeah. And I think even in moments when we're not happy, you know, as long as you're healthy and moving towards that, that's great. But if you're not happy and you're not moving towards it and you're not making healthy decisions, and I wasn't, then it's time to make a change so that can happen. And so I'm in a much better place now, I think.
That's awesome. And you still have all the support that's pushing you to do what you want to do?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing pretty well.
That is awesome for you to do that. Like, you have a lot of courage to do that, because, you know, so if you can give, you know, someone some advice, the listeners some advice, how to decide, for, like, what advice would you give them to, like, don't be afraid or just go for it? Like, what kind of advice would you give them?
You know, obviously you have to make sure that you have to have a way to support yourself. And thankfully, you know, we were always a two income household, so that was an easier decision for me to make. So that's kind of the first step. The second step is just to make sure that this is something that you want to put the work into. I think, you know, some authors or some people, in when they follow their passions, they're wanting to make a career out of their hobby, but is it something that you can make a career out of, right? So you have to ask yourself, am I willing to do the extra advertising, the extra work? Am I willing to work really hard for a set amount of time without having, you know, a full-time income, even though I'm doing a full-time job? And the great thing about that is when you hustle and when you're learning and when you're building a business, eventually it does succeed, because there's an audience and there's a market for almost everything that you could think of. So I think the biggest thing is just to make sure that it's a commitment that you're willing to make and a financial decision that you can make. And then as long as you put the work in, eventually it will pay off.
That is so true. That's so true. Now, I mean, you're right, because you have to make sure that you both, like, decisions that you make, like, when you have a you know, two-house income, and you have to let them know, hey, I want to do this, and if, are you going to support it so I can make the right decisions, you know what I mean? And
right,
because you have to communicate with your partner so you can know that you're making the right decisions, and thank God, like, they followed, they was supporting into your dreams. So the thing about it, this is, like, you're writing your third book.
Mm-hmm.
This is awesome, like, because when I talked to you, it was on your first book. Now you're on your third book. You've been writing for a long, like, you've been, like, pushing your nose into the book, like, writing, you know?
So I have, yeah.
Oh, my God. So tell us about, you know, your second book and your third book that's coming.
Yeah, so Eternity's Mirror is the title of the second book, and it picks up literally right after the end of the first book, which is really exciting to me, because if someone buys the first two books, they can just continue to read, and it's like nothing even broke. They just picked up a different copy. And it follows same three characters that we met in the first book. So there's Elior, Nyx, and Opal, and they have a brand new adventure where they are transported to the other side of their world, and they have to bring light back to this darkened side of their world, and they have to create new friendships and new relationships and figure out what to do now that Michael, their leader, is gone, and what their mysterious powers actually do now that they've drank water from the Well of Eternity.
Wow. Oh my God. So, and then your third book is about what?
The third book is a continuation of that. There's, after the second book, they have a ton of political stuff that they have to deal with, and it's still in progress, so that one's a little bit rougher for me to explain, because I haven't, you know, gone through the editing process with it, but you know, it continues where that one leaves off. We see some people return, we see some people go away. There's a redemption arc, which I was super excited to write about, more love interests, so it's just more of everything from the second book, building that action to the fourth and fifth books, which will be the final in the series.
Oh my God, you're doing such an amazing job. Like, you know, I wish I had that courage because I'll be like, hold on, let me just keep writing, because, you know, it's just like everybody's dream to do what you want to do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so super happy for you, because for your transition to, and you're doing what you love to do, that is freaking awesome. I could say other words, but I'm gonna say freaking awesome.
Thank you.
And I know you're gonna be super great. And I hear your dogs in the background. That's super
awesome.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go into a quieter room.
No, that's okay, because you know what? They're excited too. You know, they're super happy too. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, let them be who they are, like, roam the room. This is our second interview, so we can do whatever we want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who cares? You know?
They're happy to be out more now, too.
Exactly, because daddy's home, you know? And that's just what it is. They're like, hello, like, daddy's home. I can go and roam around, do whatever I want now, you know?
Exactly.
That is awesome. So, what is your next, like, after you finish the series, the finals, what is your next step? Like, where are you going next?
Yeah, that one's actually pretty exciting, too, because while I am writing the third book, I'm actually simultaneously writing the first book in, it's either another series, it'll be a standalone. I am writing a retelling of Aladdin from the princess's perspective.
Wow. So
yeah,
you're like when you're writing, this is crazy. This is a crazy question. And I want it honestly, Zachary. Okay.
So okay.
When you're writing, how do your partner feels? Like, because you have to spend all that time, like, because we're creative people, right? And mm-hmm. you have to create these characters. And when you're in these characters, you have to be those characters to write a good character. So do your partner, like, how do your partner feels when you indulge into your writing and you just want to be alone and just write?
I love my wife dearly. I do. She does not always understand me. Don't interrupt me when I am typing and the words are flowing. I will say I have lost trains of thought. And I may never get those exact words back because I had to go in a different direction. But, you know, now that I've been doing this pretty consistently for a little over a year now, she's really starting to get it.
Okay.
A little bit more. And she's very supportive. She loves that I'm doing it. She read the first book, which I dedicated to her. Aww. And yeah. And she told me when she was done, okay, I know I'm your wife. I'm supposed to support you, but I love this book and you're now my favorite author. And I say that with no holds barred or any nepotism. I'm like, okay, there's a little bit of favoritism in there just because we're married, but I love the support that I get.
That is awesome because, you know, most spouses, they will be more, you know, they're like you said, they don't understand what a writer goes through, you know, because when we write, I don't want to be messed with, be honest.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, get out of my way. Like, don't come in the room. Don't call me. Don't ask me nothing or whatever, you know, because I love having my attention of what I do, you know. And
right.
They know my face. I'm on gang face. My face looks so different when I start writing. They're like, oh, no, don't bother her. She's writing. Mm-hmm. So leave her alone. Especially my daughter. My daughter be like, no, uh-uh, Dad. She's writing, you know, because... But is this crazy? That is so good to hear that she supports you and you're her favorite author. And that is awesome. So if anybody want to get in contact with you, how can they contact you?
Yeah, so my website is now up and running. I don't remember if it was last time, but ZacharyHaganWrites.com is up. And on both TikTok and Instagram, I have ZacharyHagan_writes. Is where I can be found.
Oh my God, you got a TikTok.
I do.
So what are you doing on TikTok? How's your following on TikTok? Everybody's on TikTok doing something on TikTok. That is
Oh, amazing. I know. I have a little over 1,500 people following me on there, which is a lot of fun. I am sure some of them are bots, but you know what? They pad my numbers, which is fine with me. there's not a lot. Most of the time I catch and I delete them. But yeah, I'm on there. I have not figured out Instagram 100% yet. I feel like I need to take a class for social media.
Instagram is my thing. I love Instagram. I just love Instagram. Shout out to Instagram. I mean, that's my favorite. That's my spot. I'm not a TikTok person because every time I get on TikTok, I like TikTok. But every time I get on TikTok, I'm like, all my little 6 followers is all good with me. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's awesome. But I also want to say, Zachary, I wish you the best of luck of everything that you got going on. I am so super happy to talk to you again and see that you transitioned to a better place that you were before. I just want you to keep doing what you're doing. And in the time that you come in the United States and you want to do a one-on-one interview with me in my live talk show, just please let me know and we can definitely do that because I would love to meet you and give you a big hug for everything that you got going on, okay?
Yeah, well, I am actually in the U.S.
So you are?
I am.
Where are you?
I am currently in Minnesota.
Oh, my God. I thought last time I... Wasn't you somewhere else last time I talked to you?
Yeah, I was living in New Mexico.
Oh my God, when did you move?
We moved in December.
Well, you know what? We have to schedule you to come down to speak to me, like one-on-one. Like, this would be awesome to be on live and really talk about the things that, you know, just to let people see.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, like, bring your book and all that good stuff. We have to set that up, like, for real, Zachary. Don't play with me.
Absolutely. Let's do that.
Awesome. Well, you take care and keep loving your wife and taking care of those dogs and keep diligent to your writing. And I know that you're going to win an award very soon because you're putting your dedication to what you're doing. And God bless you and keep moving, keep pushing.
Thank you so much. And you as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.